Take a moment to welcome yourself fully in this moment, either seated or reclining, perhaps even standing. Let your senses be open. Notice any sounds that might be coming from far or near, any sights, even if eyes are closed, maybe light and shade. Residuals of taste and smell, and the touch of clothing on your body or the surface that's giving it support. And bring to mind your idea of your higher power. And perhaps along with that, feelings of okayness, feelings of support and being resourced. Feel as though this is a time to attune to this higher power, this inner resource, continually supporting your well-being behind everything else that happens in your life. Also call to mind what your heart's deepest calling is, what you want more than anything else in this life, or what life itself wants for you. Perhaps what is it that your higher power wants by way of living through you? Let that be felt as a sensation, not just a concept. How does it feel inside your body? If this sense of higher calling or heartfelt calling was true in this moment, and then briefly feel into sensations in the physical body, noticing any areas of residual tension that might be calling for your attention, perhaps in the jaw, around the ears or eyes, perhaps across the shoulders, hips, hands and feet. Just sense the whole body starting to come to a sense of deep ease. And as you are resting at ease, imagine that you are sitting somewhere and that you are your wisest or highest self. And you are engaging with some of the parts of your character that you know have sometimes been uncomfortable and needing of care, concern, and love. It might be that you're sitting across from each other on a sofa, perhaps at a cafe, perhaps sitting outdoors in nature. Notice how you feel yourself to be as the wiser self. And notice how this other part of yourself, all the characters that are played out, how that presents itself. What does it look like? What is its age? How is it dressed? And then ask that part of yourself, those characters. How are you doing today? And just see what answer arises. And let this part of your character know that the sense of your inner resource, your connection with your higher power, is also here. If anything becomes a little uncomfortable, you can call this higher power or inner resource back to the fore. And then ask this other self, these characters of yourself, if it would be okay if you were to just simply recite slogans to it and ask it to simply listen deeply to the slogans you're about to say. And you can say them along or just after my wording, letting them be a loving gift to that aspect of yourself. Let go and let God. You are not alone. One day at a time. Live and let live. First things first. Look for the good. By the grace of God or higher power, know yourself. Be honest. This too shall pass. You need people, and people are here for you. Keep it simple, and know that you always have a choice. And then, in whatever way you feel you'd like to, let that part of yourself or those characters of yourself, let them know, let it know that you deeply care, it is loved. It might be a hug, it might be just the words. It might be a simple smile. And then once more, call forward the felt sense of this inner resource of well-being and attunement to your higher power. As you do once more, feel into the sense of your sitting, standing, or lying here at this moment. Briefly touch into that sense of your heartfelt calling, that deep mission of your life. And as you prepare to conclude this short meditation, give thanks to your higher power and to yourself for taking this opportunity to connect deeply with the many parts of yourself.